History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How tough was it last year for you to kind of watch from afar the whole year?
Yeah, it was hard, man, and definitely because, you know, I talked about it a little bit earlier when I was on that podcast with E. Wood earlier, and I'm like, the hardest part about getting injured is obviously being hurt is disappointing, but it's just knowing all the work you put in, right, to get to that point, to finally get to week one, you're going towards that point and kind of just know all that was, you know, dramatic, but all that was essentially for nothing is what you feel like, and then rebuilding your foundation from the ground up.
How are you now?
Good. Ready to go, man. I think, you know, easing back into a little bit with these OTA reps and day by day, but I feel really good.
How is it going all the way back to Duke and, you know, the way you play? How does that translate into this new defensive scheme?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities, especially thinking back, you know, what was that, 3 years ago? It feels like it's forever ago, but 3 years ago, Coach Echo's defense, there's a lot of similarities, right? I mean, I was used literally from 0 to 5 to 6, just played everywhere. It's been cool. A lot of similar techniques, and, you know, we got a great coach staff.
Coach has talked about you possibly playing the nose if you have to sometimes, moving guys around. How comfortable are you being able to do that at the NFL level?
Yeah, very comfortable. I mean, at the end of the day, I've always told people, like, I just play football. And that's what it is. Show up wherever it is, and it's kind of been my thing my whole career, so I just play ball.
Landon is also a guy that was in your shoes early on. He got hurt, obviously. Yeah. We saw him a lot bigger out here, and Coach said he – I'm sorry, maybe Joe or Brandon said a lot bigger. What's it been like going through the battle with him to get back?
Yeah, it's my guy. You know, one of the silver linings about being hurt alongside somebody is you get really close on similar schedules with rehab and working out. And that's really what we did, right? It's kind of you make a decision. You can either sulk and sit there and feel sorry for yourself or make a decision, right? How can I get better and what aspects can I get better? So we chose the weight room as an outlet, right? So we became really close and it's been cool to see him and how good he looks.
What are your initial impressions of Jim Leonard?
I love Coach Leonard. I really do. He brings a lot of energy and juice to the game. You can tell he was – you know, he's played the game before, too, so it's always funny. We see pictures of him pop up every once in a while in his playing days, but he's a really smart coach, ball coach, and he loves the game. I think it's been really awesome.
What do you think about
him? He's an upbeat guy. Was it tough, though, mentally at times, going through everything that you went through with health?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's definitely kind of like I talked about it a little bit earlier. It's just you make a decision. I mean, I think felt sorry for myself about maybe 2-3 days, right, that sulking period, and then after your surgery, I'm back in the building around the guys. It's hard to be negative, you know? Because that's why I say, like, obviously, game was taken away. But there's a lot worse places in life that I could be instead of hurting an NFL facility, right? So that's kind of been the mindset.
How much are you weighing these days? And what are some of the expectations you're setting for yourself this year?
Yeah, so I'm anywhere between 325 to 330. I'm expecting myself to play around 320, 325. And then expectation overall, I mean, I don't really have any. I just take it day by day. And obviously, you know, it's different goals and stuff I have in my head and with my coaches. But at the end of the day, I'm taking day by day.
I know you didn't cross over with him at Duke, but how cool is it to have Bruno Fina out here, another Duke guy?
It's awesome. It's been really cool because I got to know his dad a lot throughout my first 2 years here. And for him to come out, I'm really excited for him. He's a good young player. And obviously, you know, helped my Blue Devils get an ACC championship, man. So I got a lot of love for the guy.
Obviously, Jim's been here for a couple months implementing his defense. But one of the things that everybody's talked about, coaches, executives, was improving that run defense. Collectively, how do you guys do that this year, and how do you kind of fit into those plans? You see yourself in those plans?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's something you can't shy away from, right? At the end of the day, we're at the front. So everything goes through us before it gets to the back end or wherever else. So, you know, we accept that challenge, and we've been very adamant about it. We're very vocal about it. Plus, it's exciting, right? To have a challenge and get out there, and plus, the highest level would be really cool in that new stadium as well.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.